Maseches Demai, Perek Beis, Mishnah Hey. This Mishnah is going back on what was mentioned in the previous Mishnah, that sellers that were selling Demai wholesale in large quantities, so then Chazal did not require the seller to take off the Maaser before he sold it, and rather it was on the buyer's responsibility to take off the Maaser. So here the Mishnah discusses, what if you have something that was regularly sold in smaller measurements, but this seller chooses to sell them in larger measurements, or vice versa, something regularly sold in large measurements, sold in smaller measurements. The beginning of this Mishnah, there's two different versions in the text of the Mishnah. The Rav has one version, the Rambam has another version. I'm going to read them both and start according to the Rambam and then go to the Rav. The way the Rambam has the Mishnah, Rav Meir says, Eshadarkei limadid begasa, something that was generally measured with a large measurement, umedade bedaka, and you measured it, and he sold it in smaller measurements, tfeila daka lagasa. The smaller measurements are tafel, are insignificant to the gasa, since the standard generally, this type of produce was sold in the large measurements, we go based on what the normal measurements is, even if this person is using a different measurement. And then the Mishnah says the reverse case, eshadarkei limadid bedaka, which was normally measured out in small measurements, umadad begasa, and he sold them in large measurements. So tfeila gasa ladaka, the large measurement is insignificant to the small measurement, meaning we go with what's the normal measurement tool, and since in this case it's normally with the small one, so then that's what we go with, and even though he's measuring it in large measurements, it's going to be like a retail sale that the seller is going to have to take off the Maaser. The Rav has the text differently, and it has a completely opposite halacha. The opposite halacha is going to be true. The Rav has like this: Meir Eimer Eshadarkei Limadei Bedaka Umedadei Begasa. So it's the reverse order. It was normally measured in small measurements, and he was measuring it in bigger measurements. We go with the big measurement. Tfeila daka lagasa. We go with the big measurement, meaning we don't go with the normal. We go with what he did. And he's using big, and so we go with the big measurements, and it's wholesale, and he does not have to take off the Maaser, the buyer does. And in the reverse case, the Shadarkei limadid begasa, what's normally measured big, umadid begasa, and he measures it in small measurements, retail, tfeila gasa ladaka, we go with the smaller measurement, and we go with what he's doing, even though the norm was bigger measurements, we go with what he did, and it's considered retail, and it's the seller's responsibility to take off the Maaser. So it's a completely different halacha according to the Rav. The Mishnah continues, according to all. The Mishnah says, Ezi midagasa, what's considered a large measurement that it would be the buyer's responsibility to take off the Maaser? But yavesh, with dry solid food, shleishes kavin, 3 kav, that's a measurement. Ubalach, and for liquids, it's a dinar, which is a coin, that's the value. The Rav says that it was given over here a coin value, but not a volume measurement, because there was never a standard volume measurement for the liquid. It fluctuated, the measurement sizes fluctuated, so they gave a standard based on price. The Mishnah continues, Rabbi Yasi says, Sali to Enim, baskets of figs, Vesali Anavim, baskets of grapes, Vekupe Shel Yarak, and boxes of vegetables, all these things, even though they're smaller scale retail, Kol Zman Shehu Mekran Achzara, if he's selling them by estimation, putter, then the seller is putter, is exempt from taking the Maaser, and it's going to be the buyer's responsibility. And this is because when he's selling by estimation, the seller adds a little bit more to the boxes and the baskets, and he's getting a smaller profit. And so Chazal did not require the seller to take off the Maaser, rather it's the buyer's. This is Rav Yasi's opinion. The Rav points out that we don't paskin like Rav Yasi. Apparently the Chachamim disagreed, and we don't paskin this way. And these cases were still considered retail, smaller size sales, that it's the seller's responsibility to take off the Maaser. Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph. The Mishnah discusses more leniencies regarding Demai. The Mishnah says, Machila nasanim Demai. You can feed poor people with Demai, and you don't have to take off the Maaser, since it's a mitzvah to give tzedakah, so Chazal were lenient, and they said you can give them Demai to eat. Vesach Sanya Demai, and you can also feed traveling soldiers. This is also its form of tzedakah, and the Chachamim were lenient here, and they allowed you to feed them with Demai without taking off Maaser. Rabbi Gamliel hayamachal as pile of demai. Rabbi Gamliel would feed his workers with demai. This was also because they were poor, and he would feed them, even though he was using this as part of their wages, so it's a bigger leniency. And the first opinion, the Chachamim did not agree to do this, to use it as part of the wages, but Rabbi Gamliel allowed it to be used for feeding the workers their meals. The Mishnah continues. The beginning of the Mishnah is talking about, on a small scale, giving one meal to a poor person, or to soldiers, or to the workers. The rest of the Mishnah is discussing on a larger scale. A gabai tzedakah. This is a person who collects tzedakah to mass distribute. Beishamai says, Naisinus hama'usr l'she'enei ma'asr. You have to give what was collected that ma'asr was taken off already, meaning it was collected from someone who's trustworthy on ma'asr. You give that l'she'enei ma'asr to someone who won't take off ma'asr, to ha'am ha'aretz, who's not careful. So you give the produce that ma'asr was already taken off of to the ha'am ha'aretz, so that he should make sure that he eats something that ma'aser is taken off. V'she'enim ma'aser l'ma'aser. And something that was collected, that's demai from Am Arts, that's enim ma'aser, it's not 100% for sure that the ma'aser was taken off of, give it to someone l'ma'aser, to someone who will take off the ma'aser, give it to someone who's trusted that he's going to take off the ma'aser. Nimtzu kol adam eichlan mesukin, and it will come out that everybody's eating mesukin, things that were fixed properly that the ma'aser was taken off. Beishamai requires that when the Gabbai Tzedakah collected the different produce, he had to keep them separately. What he got from Amaretz, keep separately, and what he got from someone trusted on Meister, to keep it separately, so he could distribute it in this fashion, and in this large-scale distribution, he should make sure that nobody eats something that the Meister wasn't taken off of. The Chachamim disagree. They say, Goyven Stam, you collect Stam without differentiating, just collect whatever you collect, Umechalkum Stam, and you distribute the food to the poor people, stam, without differentiating what's demai and what's not demai. The haraitzel asakin yisakin, and anybody that they're obligated to, but those that cared about it, they would take off meiser and they would fix their own produce. But it wasn't the gabbai tzedakah's responsibility to make sure that everybody ate something proper. Rather, it was on the recipients of the produce to make sure that they took care of all the meiser that needed to be taken care of.